All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, we talk property stuff. And today, we're going to speak with real estate lawyer Kevin Rogers from SkiCountryLegal.com. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Last time we talked to you, we got to get to know you a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what do you want to talk about today in the property pulse?
Yeah, so one of the main or first questions I get from somebody is, why do I need an attorney in a real estate transaction? What do you do? That sort of stuff. So just wanted to talk about, you know, why I think it's really important to get an attorney for a transaction and just kind of walk through a little bit of what we do over the course of the transaction.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm listening.
All right. So, I mean, really the first thing that people say is I bought, you know, property in New York or Massachusetts or Rhode Island and I didn't need to get an attorney. I had a title company represent me. You know, I got an attorney for my divorce, but why would I need one now?
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, it's really important in Vermont. In Vermont, we're not as big of a state as some of those surrounding states. So we do things a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Your attorney in Vermont acts as, you know, your attorney, your counselor, first and foremost.
We
kind of make you feel comfortable during the transaction. We walk you through it. We give you advice. But we also act as your title agent. So what you hire a title company for in another state, we do that as well.
Saves you, huh?
Yeah, it saves you. Yeah. And actually, I hear in New York, they have to tip out their title agents at the time of closing.
Really?
So I can't even imagine giving an attorney a tip or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, throws me.
Right. They're already getting paid.
Exactly.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah. So, but aside from that, we act as the title agent as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do the settlement for the transaction. So we take in all the funds for closing and then disperse it to everybody who needs to get paid.
Right.
But that's broadly kind of a couple hats that we wear during the transaction. And like I said, other states, those duties might be doled out among several parties. But here, it's just kind of a one-stop shop. We just kind of do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And another question people have is, so, you know, that sounds like stuff I can do, or maybe I just don't want to hire somebody to do that. I'm already spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why should I spend another, you know, however much it is?
Because you want it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to mess up, make mistakes.
Yeah, and I... Yeah.
Not you, but the person, you know what I mean? Why you're here.
Yeah, and you know, when I was first starting doing this, I had a purchaser come to me to represent them in a transaction, and they were buying from somebody. There were no realtors involved. It was just like a handshake deal type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to get an attorney, which was recommended, obviously.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't think they had an attorney when they bought it. So, you know, that's always going to be a red flag. You know, is there something out there that, is there a reason they didn't do it?
Wow.
You know, they didn't do their diligence then. So, you know, but over the course of the transaction, we learned that the person they purchased from didn't actually own the property. They bought it, you know, 5 years ago, spent a couple $100,000 on it, and then they were trying to sell it.
Ah.
And so I had to break the bad news that seller doesn't actually own the property, so they can't sell it to you. So that caused a lot of issues. So
yeah,
just goes to show like why it's important to have that person just like protecting you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why we need lawyers to look out for us, because we're not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So just to kind of walk through it a little bit, and it'll just go through the process of what it looks like during a, you know, transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get a contract in, we review that, make sure there's nothing in there that's unusual, make sure that your interests are protected, make sure that you understand it, right? That's a pretty important part. And we'll talk about, I think, a little bit more about that in a couple weeks.
Sure.
But broadly speaking, we do the contract review, make sure you're comfortable and understand it, and make sure that you're protected. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Because
we don't want anybody to not miss the funds that due to them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's what
that's
what you do as the title as well.
Yeah. So we also do the title search for the property. That's a really important step in the transaction. Make sure that what you're, you know, investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in, you actually own it at the end of the day. And you can do what you want with it. You can sell it. You can do whatever.
Yeah.
So we work with the towns to make sure that the title for the property is good. We search the land records back 40, 50 years. Sometimes it's like 100 years we're going back looking at handwritten deeds, you know.
Hey, far back, huh?
So it always, it's interesting once you get that far back.
But, right.
So we make sure the title's clear. The seller actually owns it. There are no liens on the property. There are no mortgages on the property. Mm-hmm. Anybody who could come back at a later date and say, hey, you don't actually own that, I do. So we do that diligence, make sure everything looks good there from a zoning standpoint. You're not going to hear from the town that, you know, that garage that the seller built was over the property line of the neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing like that.
Right.
And so we ensure title is clear, and that allows us to issue a title insurance policy after all is said and done. And we'll probably talk about that at some point in the future.
Sure.
Because that can get a little in the weeds. But so that's really probably the most important part, and really important for purchasers to hire an attorney just to make sure the title for the property is good. And then after that, you know, we act as a settlement agent. So we make sure everybody involved in the transaction is getting paid the amount they should be, right? So we want to make sure the taxes are paid, utilities are paid, realtors are paid, anybody involved in the transaction. We want to make sure that they're taken care of so that after closing, they don't come back and say, hey,
Where's my check?
Yeah. Right. You know, the town doesn't come after you saying, you know, we're going to put your house on for tax sale because, you know, the seller hasn't paid taxes in 3 years.
That's why we need a lawyer again. Absolutely.
And then, so we're responsible for, you know, holding all the funds for closing in our trust account and then paying who needs to be paid at the time of closing.
So,
just broadly speaking, that's our role in the transaction. So we do a lot of stuff, you know, behind the scenes. And really the bottom line is we want to make sure our client is protected, but also, you know, that the seller's not going to have any issues. You know, hopefully the seller's got their own attorney that's taking care of them. But really, I'd say it's most important for purchasers to get one. So I've been talking a lot about, you know, what a buyer does, what they're responsible for. But really, it's important for the seller to get one as well. Because when they're conveying property, they are telling the buyer that, yes, I own this, it is mine, I have the ability to sell it to you. And the seller's attorney is responsible for ensuring that's the case. They want to, you know, make sure that the seller owns it and everything.
Right.
And then, you know, the seller should also have their interest protected in terms of those things I was talking about with the settlement aspect. So if we're working with the seller's attorney, we're going through those numbers together just to make sure everything is correct.
That was my next question. If you have multiple attorneys.
Yeah. And then,
how does that work? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to just get together with them or not?
Yep. So we work pretty closely with them leading up to closing just to make sure the transfer documents look okay. Everybody's name spelled correctly.
Uh-huh,
deed looks as it should and it, you know, describes the property that's being sold. But we also, another big step is going through the numbers just because, you know, if the seller is owed a certain amount of money, they should be getting all that money.
Yes.
And if they're not represented by anybody to double check what the purchaser's attorney is preparing, then they could be losing out on, you know, proceeds or anything.
Is it legal for you to be representing both the seller and the buyer, or not usually that happens?
It usually does not happen.
Okay.
You know, every once in a while we will do something like that, but we make it very clear that we're representing one party, almost always the buyer.
Right.
And if we're doing anything from the seller, like, so the seller says, I hate lawyers. I never am going to hire a lawyer for anything I do.
Uh-huh.
Right. And that happens more often than you might
think. Wow, okay.
So they might say, I need to sell this property though. Like, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as a seller, you're responsible for providing a deed. That's, you know, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But there are also a lot of other documents that are required, like tax documents that need to be filed and that sort of thing that, like, the average person isn't going to know how to do or what their requirements are.
Right.
But as an attorney, we do it all the time. So we know what needs to be filed, when it needs to be filed, you know, the whole gamut. So, so if we are in a situation like that where somebody says, you know, I'm absolutely not hiring an attorney, you know, we're not going to tell the buyer, well, you can't buy this property because the seller is refusing that.
Yeah.
So we will assist in a certain sense and say, look, we'll agree to get the deed ready for you.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll we're able to file the tax documents for you to get it, right, you know, across the finish line.
Yeah.
But you're going to owe the buyer some money because I'm going to charge the buyer more money for all this extra work.
Exactly. Right.
So in the end, you're still paying for an attorney,
right,
but you're paying for one that's, you know, ultimately not going to be representing you.
Right.
So you might as well just hire somebody who you can trust. And there are lots of, I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, lots of trustworthy attorneys out there.
Yes.
And lots of people who, you know, do this all the time and are, you know, there to protect you as well. Mm-hmm. And yes, we charge money for our services like everybody else in the world. So you shouldn't take that as a sign that, you know, they don't have your best interest at heart.
Right. And it's all written out anyway. And so you're not going to be biased for the seller or the, you know, the buyer.
Exactly.
You,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In terms of like preparing those documents, they kind of are what they are.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. So there's no way you can just kind of fudge it.
Yeah. No. That and right. Certainly it wouldn't be worth, you know, jeopardizing reputation,
absolutely,
ethics standards, all that sort of stuff just to make
you're fired.
Yeah.
You lost your job.
Yeah,
I get you. Exactly. They just want to make that clear to everybody for sure.
Yeah.
So I think we covered that for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, just that's in a nutshell what my opinion is on why you need one. And yeah, there are plenty of us out here, so feel free to reach
out.
Perfect.
All right. That's the Property Pulse. And how do they get a hold of you? Say somebody wants to get a hold of you because you are very good at what you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I can tell already just by talking to you. That's why you're here.
So you can go to our website, skicountrylegal.com, or give us a call at 802-213-3565.
All right. And all the information is on our website, too, with our podcast, our Property Pulse podcast. So your information is there, your website, and you can check out past episodes. So looking forward to hearing more because I love listening to this, and I'm learning a lot here on the Property Pulse. So thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you coming on the Property Pulse. All right. We'll see you soon. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And there goes Kevin Rogers from Ski Country Legal and getting to know him and what he does. And hopefully you guys are going to get in touch with him and he'll take care of you for sure on our website at WTSAradio.com. Have yourself a great morning and take care.